Hello, horror fiends, and welcome to Guess What You're Wrong, the podcast where we dive into all things horror and spoil the hell out of every movie we discuss. With me, Big D, as your host, be prepared for a terrifyingly good time. From classic slasher flicks to contemporary horror masterpieces, we're going to explore the genre from every angle that we can and leave no stone unturned. Horror, Prince, and Shine. New conversations, same podcast. So buckle up, Bonehead, because you're going for a ride.
Enjoy the show!
Now, before we get into this episode too far, I just got a little disclaimer here. First off, all audio used in this podcast is used under the protection of fair use. And as with all the movie reviews that I do here on Guess What You're Wrong, we're going to spoil the hell out of every single thing we talk about. So, you have been warned. Hello and welcome back to another trioxin-filled episode of Guess What You're Wrong. Now today, we are tackling the fifth in this installment of The Return of the Living Dead. This one's called Rave to the Grave. I'm here with Christine. Yeah. What's up, Christine?
What's up?
Are we going to see if we can get this right this time?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let me go ahead and start this movie here.
Okay.
Here we go. All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Good.
All right. Good. Uh-oh. Rave to the grave. Look at that.
Yep.
Have you ever been to a rave?
I've been to plenty of raves. Like back in that... back in the day, yeah, I was like the rave queen.
Like with all the glow sticks and the ecstasy and all that stuff. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I have never been. I've been to a lot of house parties. Never been to a rave.
Well, it's different.
I bet.
That's all I can say. It's very different.
I bet. Yes. Sweet tea moonshine, baby.
Ooh.
Pretty good stuff.
There's the big old truck.
Yeah.
With something in it.
Traction 5. Look at that.
Yeah.
I should have put a better tarp over top of it.
Probably.
No tarp over the back of the, and their truck kind of reminds me of somebody I know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. If he hears this, he'll understand that. All right, what? This is kind of a long, drawn-out beginning and opening sequence here. And,
all right. Very drawn-out.
All right, there's your buddy.
Yeah, I want to punch him in his suck hole.
Now, this movie was directed by Ellery LKM. Okay. Just star Peter Coyote, Amy Lynn Chadwick, and Corey Hardwick. They are the three characters that were actually in Necropolis as well.
Okay.
So a brief synopsis here is a college student creates a drug called Z and sells it on campus, inadvertently resurrecting the living dead who wreak havoc on a Halloween rave. Sounds pretty good. Let's see how good it actually is.
Yeah.
Are these Russians again?
It sounds like it.
Plus, this canister is the real thing.
Looks like he's already dead. There's the trioxin.
I remember that guy.
A good she hasn't any family left, and she's all set to be cremated in the morning. She was such a sweet girl. Accidentally, she drove her car into her swimming pool. Well, boys.
This is sick shit.
Get a little bit of life back into the air.
Oh, look at that.
They're putting it over her nose.
Yeah, they're putting that Traxxon 5
gas
mask over her face, yeah. And the henchmen are sitting there ready to...
ready to get her.
Is it going
to
work?
Where is the part where she gets up and goes for the whole main buffet?
I don't know. That's weird.
I don't understand.
Tell me, do we look stupid to you?
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you look really stupid.
He's breathing already. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That's kind of a blooper, isn't it, there? It's supposed to be a dead. They're just pumping gas into everybody.
Look at that.
Oh, see, this is going to be a problem here, because they're pumping gas into three different corpses, and they were only supposed to do one.
Yeah, three.
There she is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yummy. Now he's up. They got a problem.
In the head.
Go for the head, man.
Now look at him. There he
is. Get it. Oh, he's not going to.
Sorry, Mr. Houston.
Oh, Uncle Charlie's throwing up. And
yeah,
here we go.
I'm surprised he's throwing up, too. Done a lot of weird, sick shit. Oh.
Wow, his eyes just popped out.
Yeah. Just squeezed his head like a grape.
There we go.
There's so much blood that came out. That doesn't happen right at all.
All right, and here's the TNA part. I mean, we got cheerleaders.
Yeah.
So I guess the draw for part four wasn't good enough, so they had to go back to one of the good old horror tropes here.
Yeah.
Throw some half-dressed cheerleaders in there.
Woo-woo! You must be okay. High on grass.
Damn. I said crack.
Down.
The girl's here?
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Hey, there's Becky.
Is it?
Yeah, she just doesn't have glasses on.
She's the one in the pink, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Still kind of cute. Look at that.
Baby,
so we're supposed to be high school students here, it looks like.
Yeah.
Weren't they college students in the last one? Maybe this is a college. I don't know.
This looks like high school.
Is this?
This is weird.
Wait, Corey Hardrick is the black kid from the first. Yeah, Cody.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. So we got Julian here because John Keith, who's Julian, that's his brother Pyro, died in the last
one. Yeah.
Okay.
I raved in high school too, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. What was the news that he got? They handed him a.
Is that guy still his uncle?
Well, I would assume.
But that doesn't make any sense because in the last one, he turned his parents into like soldiers.
Yeah. He's
pretty pissed off. So.
But his uncle, at the end of the last one in Acropolis, his uncle got away with the tank of Troyoxin.
Yeah. Oh, it's like a laboratory or something.
Oh, my gosh. That's how somebody gets slapped, come up behind you and scaring you like that. Somebody gets black with
like that.
Slap with. Come up behind me and scare me like that, Christine. You'll get a slap with.
You're going to slap me? Parents even talk. I'll slap you back. I'll slap you right back.
Two more Troyoxin canisters. Look at that.
Yeah.
Nice.
And they're under his house.
I think that's actually the attic.
Are they in the attic?
That's what it looked like. Don't start messing with the keypad. That's how bad stuff happens. Yeah, it's next weekend. We're headed over to this convention called the Mad Monster Expo.
Oh, cool.
Doug Bradley's actually going to be there, along with Kane Hodder.
Oh,
and,
dude.
Didn't
he play Jason? Kane Hodder?
Yeah, he was Jason Voorhees. Along with Linnea Quigley and Melinda Clark. Melinda Clark was in part three. Remember, she was the redhead?
Okay.
She's going to be there, too. So I'm going to look at trying to meet with them. See, maybe I can get some autographs.
That would be awesome. Such a
terrible time. Yeah.
A case of Cristal and a trip to Euro Disney.
Euro Disney.
Euro Disney. I've never been to Euro Disney.
One of those canisters.
Yeah, it's in Europe. Have you ever been to Europe?
No, I wish.
Have you ever left Florida?
I've been to New York. I've been to Kentucky.
So this is Cody. Okay, so they're having a party here. Oh, well, here we go.
There we go.
You got to get more people watching. So how you do that? You show boobies.
Damn.
Already.
Like having a good time.
Yeah, right off the bat here, though, this movie is a complete contrast. I mean, complete different from Necropolis.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I mean, Necropolis was kind of dumb and depressing, really.
Yeah, I really didn't like Necropolis. I thought it was going to be something like the city of the dead, you know? Like,
yeah. Pool party.
Yep.
Is that Peter? Peter's the DJ? Oh, yeah. So this is, they're in college because they're Delta Kappa. So that's a sorority.
College. Okay.
Yeah.
They're at a house.
Yeah, they're probably at a frat house or a sorority house.
That's weird, though. I've never seen a rave at a house or a sorority house or whatever.
I don't know. This is not a rave. Yeah, this is just a house party here. I've been to plenty of house parties like this when I was in college. Something similar. Yeah, there's always a lot of boobies. A lot of wet keep the crown death and all that good stuff.
Yeah. That guy's in college.
I don't know. What? Yeah, look at him. So Cody, is he like a chemistry expert? He's mixing drinks and
Maybe you're looking for a hookup.
There you go.
There's always someone there like that.
Cheers.
Cheers, but I don't have anything to cheer with.
There's something I gotta show you. 100
proof sweet tea. You gotta love it.
Is it like that one tea that they have at the store?
This one's better.
Okay.
100 times better.
I thought he died.
Did Cody die in the first one?
I think so. I thought he died.
Okay, maybe
he's the one of the ones that live, but I could have swore he died.
Well, that one coach that they had earlier when they were on the field, his name was Coach Savini.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of a tip of the hat to special effects makeup artist master Tom Savini, who actually did the zombies and all the Romero zombies. I mean, Night of the Living Dead, Return of the Living Dead. I think, well, not Return, like Day of the Dead, Dawn of the Dead, that kind of stuff.
Dawn of the Dead was cool. I just thought it would turn out better than it did.
Oh, there's not much trivia in this one here at all.
Where are they? Do they ever say where they are? Like, as far as...
No.
I don't know, maybe California? I've never been there, but...
They have a Return of the Living Dead reboot coming out.
Do they really?
Yeah.
How do you think that's going to turn out?
I don't know. They shouldn't try and reboot it. I tell you that right now because there's nothing wrong with the first one.
They're trying to reboot all the movies.
It says it's not going to be a an outright remake of the film. The intent is to expand upon the existing world that was introduced in the original movies. Okay, so it's not going to be a remake. It might just be a continuation kind of deal. That's good. That's all right.
Yeah, if it's a continuation, that's different.
Okay, so it's a reboot of the Returning of the Living Dead franchise. Not necessarily Returning of the Living Dead Part 1. That's, I'd been worried there for a minute.
Was this around the time that The Walking Dead was hit the jackpot on TV?
Well, this came out in 2006.
Taste the champagne already.
When did The Walking Dead come out?
I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. Walking Dead looks like it came out in 2010.
Oh, okay.
Missing canister.
There's definitely probably something wrong with it.
Won't be happy.
So there's only one there. So, I mean, yeah, the kids took one.
Yeah.
There you go. Wow. Bunch of idiots.
They're kids, man.
Well, wait a minute. They're the same characters that were in part 4. Wouldn't they know what that is? Because they went through all that.
Yes, unless they're playing different characters, which is really confusing.
They all have the same names.
But they're not playing different characters. They're just playing...
I mean, dumb kid?
Yeah, at least in college. Come on, grow up a little bit. Ecstasy.
So they took out some of the liquid that was in that canister.
Yeah.
And it's got a similar chemical makeup to ecstasy. So, this guy just tasted it.
Yummy.
Well, you remember from part 4, if your body comes in direct contact with it, you turn.
Yeah, but why would they ever make something like that? I don't understand because the dad and his mom, how can he just, whoa, that guy's weakened.
Yeah, he's tripping balls or something. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah,
he's
doing something.
So did Cody alter that chemical at all that was coming out of the canister, or did he just try it straight? That should have turned him into a zombie then.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Like, I don't understand how Cody would be okay with
that was tight.
Then using some of that canister because parents died in the last one. You know,
Julian's parents. Yeah, I know.
I would be pissed. There's no way I would ever move in with. I would rather die.
I think Cody did alter the drug a little bit, or the chemical. Maybe not.
That doesn't make any sense. We don't even know what this shit is. Yes, they do.
Yeah, they know what they know exactly what it is from part 4. So
is this supposed to be like some kind of weird rewrite?
If it wasn't supposed to be a continuation of the story, they should have gotten different actors.
Yeah, and different names.
Or yeah, even if they use the same actors, use different names.
Yeah.
There they go.
Idiot. That's a special song.
That's a good song there, at least. I mean, well, Necropolis had a good soundtrack as well, so.
Yes.
No.
I thought I lost you.
So here they are. They're out pushing the drugs now.
Yeah. See, there's no way in hell. I don't understand it. I don't get it.
Wow.
It's going to be going all over the campus.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so even if we do away with the idea that they were in part four, Necropolis, and they should know what this canister is and what this gas is, this peroxide is.
Yeah.
So if we do away with that and we just go into like a brand new movie, say we're going into a brand new movie here with.
Okay.
Where they have no idea about anything. This is like all new characters. Then it kind of makes a little bit of sense because they would be actual retards if they knew what happened in part four.
That's what I'm saying, is they all are retards. I mean.
Look at this guy.
Yeah. He looks swell. They're just going to walk past them, not even help them.
Is he on some bath salts or something? Oh, that's that Z. See, how would they come up with the name Z?
This whole movie is weird.
Well, I guess ecstasy is called X.
Yes.
So this is supposed to be better than ecstasy, so they're calling it Z, XC. I guess X, Y. What happened to Y? I don't know. Who knows?
Who knows? Ecstasy is for X.
Yeah. There you go. That's why it's called Z. Because when you're tripping, you're standing there like a zombie.
Like that guy out in the park.
Foreshadowing?
Yeah. Definitely. I still don't understand the premises, though. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, they're just college kids who discovered a new drug. So we basically got to forget about part four, Necropolis. So we're going into, you got a bunch of kids here that just discovered this canister and decided to make drugs out of it for some odd reason.
Hey, what are you doing? Yeah.
That kid took like three of them.
They're idiots. They're straight up idiots.
So my guess is that if you take one, you just get a little bit zooted, a little zoned out. But that kid took three. He's probably going to get zombified, is my guess.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. I'll say it, give it to me.
What the hell is that?
Oh, give it to me. What the hell is he doing? That's crazy. It's like Necropolis never happened.
Yeah, maybe that's what I was saying. The
luckiest one.
I love having an on-off button on my, a mute button on my microphone. I can yell at TJ. Be cool. All right, so these are the kids here that took, would they take three apiece? Oh, there it goes.
Yeah. Oh. You're going to fart. That's what he just said. You're going to fart.
Amounts of gas, I guess. Oh, there it goes. You got any chicken wings over there?
Oh, gross.
You should be eating some chicken wings right now when you're seeing this. There you go.
That is so special.
Hello. Hello. Brains is like so cliche these days.
Brains are so cliche.
Yeah, man. You want flesh now. Cooked on the grill. Cow flesh, preferably. Well, what's he doing out here? He's pushing away that.
Oh, my God. This does not make sense. It's just weird.
No. He's pushing away this canister of trioxin. He says all he wanted to do was figure out what it was so he could go to the press. But we have Cody that actually made it into a drug called Z. That's now spreading it around all of campus.
Yeah.
And we have Halloween rave coming up. So, hey, Becky, how you doing? Amy Lynn Clark. Or I'm sorry, Amy Lynn Chadwick. My bad. Okay, here we go. Chucky.
Brain.
Oh, my. Oh, they scratched her.
Uh-oh. You know what that means?
Well, in this movie, I don't know anymore. That could mean absolutely nothing, but what it should mean is that she's going to turn into a Zed.
Yep.
But I don't know anymore. It completely turned around and twisted and turned inside out the whole zombie thing that Return of the Living Dead ad.
Yep.
Okay, now, this is the guy that took one pill. He's starting to trip balls now. Oh, dude, he's going to get killed. No, come on.
Now it's organ. They don't want brains anymore. Not just brains.
Look at all those $100 bills. All those Benjamins being laid down there.
Yeah.
Like I've said before, the more I drink, the better this movie gets.
This movie is just...
Oh, great. Oh, boy. There you go.
Great.
I do got to say, the scenes where they're... Oh, well, that was pretty... See, this is pretty graphic. This is kind of cool. These scenes are kind of cool. And the scenes where they're actually biting into the heads,
get
the brain... Oh, that was nice. That actually looks good.
Yeah.
So that's a plus for the movie. The kill scenes are good, graphic, and it look practical effects is what it looks like.
Yep.
Colon cleansing. What's he talking? What?
I don't know. I don't know.
Hold on. She's putting some of this stuff into the rat water dish.
That means now that they're...
Well, we saw in the Necropolis that this stuff did start. I mean, they turned that big rat into kill the bums.
Yeah, after the guy ate it. Ate part of it.
Ah, interesting.
Gonna do it anyway.
Oh, she put even more in there.
Well, see, that's terrible.
What a dumbass. Yep, and there's a rat. White rat.
Yeah, it's an albino rat with pink eyes. Those things always freak me out.
My tarantulas used to love those.
Yeah.
Oh, she got scratched. So, yeah, not, looks like she's turning.
Yeah.
Oh, Becky, say it ain't so. Say it ain't so, Becky.
Over. Oh, no. She's already turned.
But her scratch is gone. Did you see that on her shoulder? Oh.
Oh, dude. No.
So he goes, she goes, Becky goes, Becky's turned into a zombie. He goes, she goes down on this guy. I mean, unzipped the fly, whips it out, and bites it off. Wow.
Dude.
So I guess I'm guessing the zombies in this one here, just like flesh, all organs.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. What?
What the?
Oh, yeah, they didn't kill the brain, so
it's still there. But yeah. He got beheaded.
Oh yeah, you still got to kill a brain. The brain's still active. I mean, that's how it is in The Walking Dead as well. I mean, you can cut their heads off, but until you actually kill the
brain,
yep. But then that was even the case in Return of the Living Dead Part 2. At the end, when they cut off that one zombie's head, she's like, okay, no, maybe no more brains for now. And then they blow torture.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Interpol. International.
What was Interpol doing there?
Wow.
Always going to give them the trioxin, it looks like.
Yeah.
These are the Russians from Chernobyl. And the last one?
No, I think they're different ones.
We're at the Motel 6.
We'll keep the lights on. Or is that Motel 8? Motel 8. Super 8. Thanks. Whatever.
Yeah. I don't think that guy's really Russian.
No, well, they're going to Krispy Kreme now.
Going to get some Krispy Kreme.
And this is Jenny Molin, who plays Jenny. Original. Go to the lab. Do it.
Oh, hey.
This guy.
How is he not?
Well, he only took one pill. So by taking only one pill, you just get a little bit trippy for
didn't
a while.
He just dip his pinky in the stuff. And
oh, yeah. He just tasted a little taste. Wait, they just said rave to the grave. They're driving a VW Bug to the rave.
Yeah.
What's this coming up behind them? Oh, it's a Mitsubishi. I don't know what the fuck kind of stuff it is. Mitsubishi some other. Okay, so they're putting together this rave out in the desert. Okay. It's kind of like Burning Man. Isn't Burning Man kind of like a rave?
I think so. I've never been to Burning Man. No one's going to
forget. Guess what? I don't want to go.
The raves back in the day, but.
Oh, maybe this guy's turning slowly by slowly.
That's weird because didn't Becky get scratched?
Yeah.
Like right away. This dude like stuck his pinky in there and got some of it.
Well, that's a pretty cool sight there. Look at that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to have a rave there, but you know, you look like your mom.
Huh?
You look like your mom.
I do?
Yeah.
Everybody says that.
What the hell is that? A light.
Light.
Putting up light. Okay. That's all this is here. The scene here is that everybody's getting ready for the rave. They're setting up all this, and of course, people are taking V with beer.
Yeah.
That was a pretty decent song.
Yeah, it was a good song.
Yes. She's gonna mess with the canister. She is.
Yeah. There she goes. Stupid ass.
Uh oh.
Oh, maybe Tar Man's gonna come back.
Well,
that would be really cool.
Well, we know that previously that face and stuff was pressed white red against the glass.
Yes.
On the inside. So she's wiping off the glass, trying to see what's inside the canister. I don't know if there's anything in there besides that GAN or the Trioxin 5.
They have a lot of canisters there, it looks like.
Wait, that's a gerbil now. What's come
over him? Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
It was a rat.
It was. It was an albino rat.
Now it's a gerbil. Oh, there you go.
Mr. Stinky. Mm. Good name for a gerbil.
Or a rodent of any type. Well, it looks like the DJ. I don't even know what this guy's name is. Oh, Jeremy. Played by Jace Manoli.
Oh, dude, that guy's like... Wow.
And that was the dealer, right? That's the drug dealer.
Yeah, he's totally like tripping.
Yeah, he's tweaking crazy like...
Oh, yeah.
So now we got more boobies. Okay.
devil boobies like in Lords of Acid.
Yeah. Yeah, Lords of Acid. Boy, that's some memories there.
Huh?
That's some memories there.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. That's Becky.
Oh, shit.
Oh, and old Dickless is there, too.
You're ruining my high.
Wow. It's odd that these zombies in this show are not so much in a hurry to go and eat somebody, it looks like. They're just kind of like, he's spinning them off with a broom.
I know. The other zombies, there's no way you could send them off with a broom. They just coming at you.
Yeah.
You're going to tie them up.
Uh-huh. See? Wow.
Yeah, tying them up never did anything either.
Oh. So did they get some stoners to take these Zeds off the premises? That way they could have their rave?
I don't know.
That's what it looks like.
Those stoners did not look like they
were no way.
They looked like they were about, like, 30.
Oh, Christine, I forgot to push record.
You forgot to press record again?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Okay. I'll sit. Look at him. He's
jonesing. But now it's a hamster. Nothing happens to him or
set up your ass. This is still a gerbil, and its name is Mr. Stinky. So
that was a hamster there. That wasn't a gerbil. Gerbils have hair on their tail.
Yeah, that was a hamster.
A long-tailed hamster. That's what it looked like. Let me see this. Oh, that's a gerbil there.
Yeah.
Well, that's a hamster. That's a hamster. Hold on.
Maybe there's a lot of them.
Oh, hold on. I just saw something here. Hold on. I just goofed. So. Aw,
dude.
In the lab, the test animal, Mr. Stinky, is a rat the first time we see him, then a gerbil, then a dwarf hamster.
That is weird. Yeah,
they changed him. And then old, his hand is all messed up.
Yeah, the, whatever Mr. that bit him.
What? Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, yeah, ew.
Oh, this guy's he's a vegetarian, no meat. Yeah, well, the meat's going to eat you, turd boy.
Oh, no way.
It's going to go green. Yep.
There we go.
So the canister opens up. Is something going to come out of it?
Yes.
Are we going to get another Charman?
I hope.
Maybe so. Look at that. There it is.
Yeah.
Charman. We have another Charman. Look at that.
It's him from the other one.
That is Charman. I think that's supposed to be Charman.
I know.
Trivia.
Wasn't in Necropolis.
Yeah, this is supposed to be Tarman, the infamous melting zombie from Return of the Living Dead, 1985. Yeah, they had to throw that in there to kind of tie it in, because if you saw this movie based off the subtitle "Rave to the Grave," you would have no idea at all this is Return of the Living Dead movie. Dan, they're grabbing a gremlin.
Oh,
is that
yeah.
a gremlin? What the hell kind of car is that? That's not a gremlin.
No, that's not a gremlin.
Item. But there is the Mitsubishi Trooper, maybe? Oh, there you go. And the Russians pull out of the car with a bazooka.
It reminds me of my
Wow. I guess that's a way to get rid of the zombies. Yeah. Wow. Bullseye.
Yeah.
So this movie was Elena Genoa's debut. Now, who is Elena Genoa?
I don't know.
Neither do I.
Do they have a panda?
She's not even in the top cast here. Who is she? Now we have some hippies breathing in some burning sage. Or okay.
Whatever you say, dude.
That right there is Elena Genoa.
Okay.
I just looked her up on the old Google. That's her picture right there.
She's a witch.
Yeah, talking to the Egyptian gods about not eating meat. And here comes her dad.
Damn.
Okay, so Jenny's back. The canister's open, and she is screwed.
Where is Tarman?
So they didn't have any...
Damn it. The hell's going on here?
Okay. There's some kind of goo everywhere.
I lost you there for a minute.
Yeah, for a second I lost you too, but hey, we're back.
Yeah.
And now we know that in part four they had no Tarman. They're bringing him back.
I'm sure it's because the people wanted to see him again. Damon?
Yeah.
Okay. It sounded like I lost you.
I didn't leave. But it looks like Mr. Stinky got out of the cage.
Why do they call him Mr. Stinky?
Maybe he's stinky. There's deads everywhere now. Look at that.
Right.
Awesome.
Meat kill.
Meat kill. I think it's
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. I still got those things where they're tearing into somebody's skull. That looks kind of good.
Yeah.
It's easy to touch your hair. It looks like scalping somebody. That's not brain.
No, it looks like the ball cap.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Mr. Stinky? Well, you put trioxin in their drink.
Well, that's the tar. The tar man right there.
Yeah, I know. Holy gray. Nasty.
I think this part where Tarman came out of that canister was the best part of the movie, honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a hamster. And he's looking for brains.
Yeah. What was for brains? Oh, crap.
The hamster. Death on it. Oh, okay.
Oh, special. Better run, dude.
Right. They're not going to get Mr. Sneaky because it looks like they're cut off by some Zed. These ones are running. Look at that. That's awesome.
Yeah, they're not I guess they are that fast.
Go toward the car now. You think they would have turned and went toward the car.
Right?
They just wanted brains. Hey, the guy's carrying some pizza for me.
Yeah, yummy. Pizza? I'll give you some pizza if you give me your brain.
There's the back to the cheerleaders here. And they're going to get a surprise here because they're practicing their pyramid. Coach Savini.
Oh, dude.
They're going to go bite the asses. Look at that.
Oh, my God. He's like, yum.
There's no brains in there.
There's no brains in the ass.
Oh, my. They're taking chunks of ass out of the cheerleaders.
Why the hell did he think there was brains in her ass? He said brains, and then he's like, go right
in
your ass.
The good guys
are here. What is that?
Interpol tells us to relax. The good guys are here. For the police. The thief of the state.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, he shot a cheerleader. He says, my bad.
I think she would probably died anyway. Hit her in the ass. I don't know if that's the one that they bit me in the ass, but...
Hey, give me them pizzas a little
bit. Here we go again with the fucking fighting.
The kung fu against the zombies. That's gonna be fun. Oh, okay.
He put a pencil through his head, through his ear.
Oh, there you go. X to the forehead to see every time.
Yeah.
Decapitation, baby.
It was right on her boot.
Of course. If you were a dummy zombie and you were falling, wouldn't you fall on that? There's Tarman.
Yes! Tarman rules!
Well, he looks a little different, but overall, you can tell it's Tarman.
Yeah.
Nah.
How was that putting Tarman down?
Last dismissed. Wow. Tarman's gone.
He went somewhere else.
Why? I threw your dirty gloves into the canister.
Right? That's stupid.
So this is...
Really?
Cody.
Or is it? No, all those pills are on the street, you dumbass.
It's not all over. It's all over with the zombies. Zombies are everywhere. They're all over.
Yep. Look, your brother and I...
Wait.
I mean, you saw...
So that guy was supposed to be his brother? The guy that was making the drugs?
I guess.
So they're basically doing away with everything in Part 4 Necronomicon because his brother was Pyro.
Yes.
So they're doing away with everything. The fate grave or...
What the...
Tarman is hitchhiking?
Look at him. He can actually write things. Does that make sense?
No.
Somebody's actually going to give him a ride to the rave.
You know, I kind of enjoyed the fact they brought Tarman into this show, into this movie. But
I do too.
What I just saw ruined it for me completely. Completely. Tarman's hitchhiking, rave or bust. Come on.
Yeah, rave or bust. That's what it said.
Yeah, this dick's going to die here. Oh, I'm done. This movie. See, I told you. Look at them. They just bastardized Tarman. That hurts me in my heart.
I can't believe they did that to Tarman.
There's a rave for you there.
That's a rave. That's
your glow stick,
Christy.
Get your glow stick.
I haven't seen anybody with glow stick yet.
Well, it's not a rave unless you have glow stick. Okay.
Welcome back, Carter.
Let me know empty. If you need any more. An empty food. Jar is a sad jar. This guy's dressed like a Joker here in the 60s. What's going on?
I don't know.
Look at that afro.
I know. That's why I said, welcome back, Carter.
Yeah. Oh, he is.
That's nice. For some more Z. He looks like it, too.
You want some more Z? Wow.
Idiots.
I don't want your COVIDs. Get back with me.
I was getting ready to say the same thing. Get back, dude. I should have wore a mask.
Put a mask on. Put a paper mask on your face. Yeah. That'll help you.
Yeah.
Take one. This guy's going to end up taking a whole bunch of them. What's going to happen to this guy?
We're going to eat him like candy.
Maybe. Yeah, right.
I can't believe they did that to Tarman. The they take, the quicker they no. I was happy that he came back, but then they made him write something.
Then they made him a hitchhiker.
They made him a hitchhiker, exactly. Who the hell's going to pick that up? I'm not going to pick up Tarman if I see him on the side of the road. Great. There we go.
Now, everybody's taking this Z now. I never understood this whole... going to a party and just picking drugs nonstop.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. There you go. There you go. I'm guessing Skeet is the DJ.
Skeet is the DJ.
Look at that. Firearms galore. Give them a couple of 9mm while we DAKs. Oh, and she gets a little
six-year.
Yeah, a little wheel gun.
So what, like a 22 or something?
Yeah. Terrible trigger discipline there. I mean, get their finger right in the trigger. Hey, were those Vikings behind them? Did you see that?
Yeah.
Is this Jeremy's rave? You're in the middle of a desert. Who else's rave is it going to be?
Right.
It's not like, hey, there's a rave every friggin' block, you idiot. Is this Jeremy's rave?
Where's
the DJ? No! No, this is Mike's rave. Jeremy's rave is two blocks over.
Look, I'm going after the show. Come on, let's take a closer look.
Told you, the more I drink, the better this gets. Pumpkinhead, there we go. Okay.
Yeah.
Cody, get in there and this is not going to end well. You know that, right?
No. I know it's not going to end well. They're all dancing and having fun. Thinking they're okay to take it, and then that was a witch head.
Come on, let's go.
That mask reminded me of you.
What?
Oh my gosh. There you go. Look at that nose.
Yeah, I don't have a nose like that.
Halloween's coming up, you know that, right?
Let's see the headlights, honey. That's what he just said.
Wow.
It's like Igor all over again.
She can't really move.
Well, you know what's in 73 days, right?
Huh?
You know what's in 73 days, don't you?
Look that way. I look this way.
No.
Halloween.
Oh. I haven't got...
All you gotta do is get to a mask with the digital code, and you'll be okay. Look at that right there. Afro Man.
Yeah.
With the Joker outfit.
Oh my god, he's trying to stab him with the fake knife.
Wow.
People are using pencils.
Wait, these are the Russians. Or the Interpol knife. Recommend
for accommodation. They are.
I just realized that. Wow. Okay.
They steal those girls' clothes. Didn't those girls... They stole their clothes.
Got two naked girls still out there. Where's my clothes?
Hey, man.
This guy's got no arms. Oh, boobies. I tell you, with this blatant amount of breasts in this movie, they're definitely trying to get people to watch it.
Yes.
Especially teenagers. But hey, man, you know what I saw last night? I saw this movie called Rave of the Grave. And there's boobies everywhere.
There's like tons of boobs, man.
But the movie tons stuff, of them. But there's boobies. Yeah, where is Eddie?
Yeah. That's great.
Wow. Okay, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
She's dressed up as an Indian, so that's cultural appropriation. That's not allowed these days.
Ooh, look at those.
Yeah, see, there's Zeds everywhere. I mean, it's not going to... I knew what's going to end up to.
Oh, yeah.
There's another one.
Oh, yeah. That's great. That's what I want to do. I want to go to a party and trip out just like that.
You want some Z? I'll hook you up with some Z if you want some Z.
Yeah, you'll be able
to. It might come in a jar, that's all. I mean, I can dye it green and call it Z.
That would be interesting.
So we already know that the Jenny's up here trying to find the DJ. I don't remember what the hell his name was. I don't even care anymore. But we know. There he goes.
There he is.
And she's got her little pea shooter out.
Aim for the head, dude.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. matter what size gun you got. I mean, as long as you shoot him in the head, you're all okay. I'll argue that works cool.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
bet she's still alive.
But she's safe now.
Yep, still alive.
You know why he's so angry, right? Because he doesn't have a toothbrush. He doesn't have food. Get that motherfucker some crest and a toothbrush. He'll be okay.
Think so?
I think so. Look at his teeth.
Look at all their teeth. It's like they all rot from the inside out.
You know who that kid right there, he reminds me of?
Who?
Sam Winchester.
Really?
One that they just showed in the early years, like in season 1 and 2 or 3. He's got the little hair, college kid, ears falling down a little bit.
Yeah.
Reminds me of
Sam Winchester.
We'll show him again. You'll be like, oh, yeah, you're right. You know what? Supernatural actually started in 2005 as well.
Really?
So maybe it copied this kid, make Sam Winchester's way he looked.
Yeah.
I doubt that very much. Because it's
that was just like the hairstyle back then.
Yeah. I used to have hair like that. Back in my head hair. We got a bonfire going out in the middle of a rave, right? Is that commonplace? A naked chick that wants brain.
Yeah. Stab her in the head, dude. What are you gonna do?
This movie, I'm telling you. So we got the cultural appropriation of an Indian by what? I don't even remember what the fuck this girl's name was. I don't even care. This topless zombie chasing her around. We have Cody gonna shoot her in the head. Nope. Dick, you don't shoot in the air because you know what happens when you shoot a bullet up in the air? Oh, there you go. You just shot Eminem.
You just shot like in the crowd, like
dead everywhere. Look at this. Look at this. There's Waldo. There he is. Take a harness, Jimmy K.
She's still trying to get her.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, that's.
And this zombie tacklefish. He's like 50 yards from this girl trying to shoot the zombie in the head. A zombie tackled him. Are you kidding me? Come on. That looks like a python. I mean, it looks like a cool python.
Did you hear the teeth? She was like,
ah, you got chewed up. Look at that. Because he saved Pocahontas.
Yummy.
Cody is dead. And now the guy that ate Cody is dead. I wonder the Interpol Norse Valkyrie with the Madonna boot.
Yeah.
She never been in the first place. This whole thing is a clusterfuck. What the? Oh, roadblock.
Here we go with the flashing light.
The seizure inducing thing here. We got Sam Winchester, or I'm sorry, Julian. What's this shit?
I don't know what's going on.
Was that Ronald McDonald?
That's what I thought.
Okay, they finally made it out. Okay.
Oh, no.
Well, this is the DJ guy, right? The drug dealer.
Yeah, that's just the DJ.
Oh, my God. That's supposed to be his brother, isn't it?
I don't know. Is it?
I think they said earlier. That was in part 4. They're not. This has nothing to do with part. I think they. I don't know, Chrissy. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Help me.
Just shoot him.
And more. In Necropolis, we had that boxing match. Between the dead and the human at the end there, too.
Yeah.
And now we have it again. And it's actually. Wasn't a boxing match against Julian and another guy in part 4 now against Julian and this guy. Good job, Jenny. Good job.
Yeah.
And we got Mr. Clown Guy coming out.
He's coming out of the bathroom. He's like, oh, shit, I'm going back in. You had
to do it. He's strong, Christine. You had to do it. You had to do it.
Oh, yummy. Look at all these people. Idiots.
Oh, gross. Coming out of heads everywhere. Look at that. I still think that the practical effects of this movie are pretty good.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much the only thing in this movie that's good are the practical effects.
It's pretty gory. I like that part.
Call for backup. Send more in a
four. Are they going to do that in this movie where they're going to have them?
The Americans
have already been paramedics or whatever.
Let's see.
Send
more Madonna Vikings. Here we go. We got Pocahontas. Super arrows to a dead head. Look at that. That's nice. We got Julian with his girl. Oh, damn.
Wow.
All right. I think Julian and Jenny are going to get bitten. What's my prediction for the movie? Julian.
Oh, my God.
You're going to get bitten. and they're going to be like, I can't live without food. They're going to bite the other one.
You think?
That's my prediction.
Okay.
So you got somebody in a helicopter with an AK just lights up everybody down.
Oh, Jenny's
dead.
No, yeah, she's dead.
I guess I was wrong. Oh, my prediction was
wrong. At least she won't become a Zed.
Oh, well, my prediction
That's
was
good,
wrong.
Right? Yeah. There's a lot of explosions and things that make you want to walk this, but I'm just lost from the grapple.
Okay, so Crystal, for you,
I'm flabbergasted that none of it connects.
No, Christine, you got to think that this is not a sequel to Necropolis. It's just another Return of the Living Dead movie. But it's another zombie movie. It has nothing at all to do with Necropolis. Even though they got the same actors playing the same characters in this movie, it still has nothing at all to do with Necropolis.
It's so stupid. So fucking stupid.
Okay, so that helicopter that was shooting said United States of America police. And
they're all dead.
Wow.
Silence.
Well, that's what happened in the first one. You know, they launched that nuke on Lexington Louisville, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm. How did they survive that?
But Julian and Jenny survived.
How?
I have no clue.
I really have
no clue about this whole movie as...
Oh, it's daylight.
But wasn't a rave outside?
Yes.
Okay.
It was inside there, though.
I'm confused, but that's fine. I wonder if Kelvin's ever... Kelvin, have you ever seen this movie? Rave to the Grave. Do not watch.
Not worth it.
Hey, we got a Madonna Viking man.
Look at the look on his face.
It was a big crater left, and they still got Tarman out there hitchhiking. Don't tell me somebody's going to stop and pick him up. No.
Somebody's going to stop and pick him up, dude. I told you.
No.
Does that mean there's going to be a sequel? They're just some good country folk. They're getting ready to pick up somebody. No, they scream.
Well, they were good. They were going to stop until they saw that he was dead. And so he's walking now.
He's walking pretty fast for...
At least they didn't have somebody stop and pick him up. Because that would have been over the edge.
Yes. Now all of a sudden the highway is empty. There's no cars on the road. What the hell?
I was wrong, Christine. The more I drink, the movie didn't get any better.
No, this movie kind of sucked. It was funny in some parts, but it really just like...
All right, Return of the Living Dead, Rape the Grave. It's over.
Okay.
I'm putting the teaser asking right there. Hold on.
Okay.
So, Christine, we just got done watching Return of the Living Dead Part 5, Grave to the Grave. What'd you think?
It was dog shit.
Oh, my gosh.
It was horrible.
I agree. This movie, there's not many horror movies out there that I try and tell people not to watch. But this movie here being an extension of the Return of the Living Dead franchise, Return of the Living Dead Part 1, 2, and 3, spectacular movies.
Yeah.
Part 4, it's kind of a bag full of shit that you just haven't burst open yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Part 5 has the same actors, the same characters from Part 4 and Part 4. They don't know what a zombie is. They don't know what trioxin is.
I know. It's ridiculous.
This is like the sack full of shit that actually burst open.
Open.
You know, I would say, I know they're rebooting the Return of the Living Dead world franchise.
Okay.
I hope they do a lot better.
Yeah.
This here was a bag of shit.
It was a big bag of dog shit.
Even though they threw a bunch of boobies in there, it didn't make up for it because there wasn't enough boobies to keep you away from.
To go over a suck-ass movie.
I'm telling you. And Tarman, what?
What the hell did they do to him? They bastardized.
You bring back Tarman, which is awesome, which would draw people in because Tarman is iconic within a Return of the Living Dead universe.
Yes. I was happy to see him return.
You bring back Tarman, then you have him hitchhiking on the side of a highway with a sign that says Rave or Grave.
Or Rave or Bust.
Rave or Bust. Yeah, whatever.
You're like, yeah, whatever, dude.
Stay away from this movie if you can. if you have to watch it.
Why the hell would you ever have to watch this piece
if
of
I come
crap?
To Tina's house and they're like, hey, we're watching Brave to the Grave, and I'm like, ah, shit. All right, I'll hang out. But you know what? I'm going to hang out because I got two jars of moonshine with me. I'll hang out. Other than that, I will never watch this movie ever again as long as I live. This movie actually ranks up there with Jeepers Creepers Reborn. And that is the worst movie I've ever seen in my fucking life.
I haven't seen it yet. It's the worst movie to see. I'm not going to watch it.
But you're going to want your money back. I'm telling you that. I'm telling you. But that's it. That is Return of the Living Dead Part 5, Rave to the Grave. Now, you can agree with us if you want to, but if you don't agree, guess what?
What? You're
wrong.
You're wrong.
Anyway, everybody out there, sleep well. Sweet dreams. Love, peace, and
chicken grease.
Chicken grease. That's right, baby. And that's gonna do it for the day. Thanks for hanging out with me and letting me bend your ear for a while. Ain't no time for bed shine. And until next time, don't forget. You're wrong.
Later, Tater.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night, and God bless America.